You're listening to a Verulam Sport podcast made by Radio Verulam in association with Old Albanians Rugby Club.
I'm with Brian Quinn from Old Albanians Rugby again today to for a catch-up for the last, see how things have been going on at Willems for the last couple of weeks. How are you getting on, Brian?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. Other than the rugby, of course, Chris. But
it's been
not the greatest of fortnights. There have been two losses in a row, but you must expect this sort of thing from time to time. The game 2 days ago against Red Ruth down in Cornwall was far, far better than the one against Hinckley at OA's the week before. They performed a great deal better. They came very, very close to winning. They just lost by a point in the last moment.
Wow. So that was quite a distance to go. That's down in Cornwall.
300 miles.
Is everybody in a bus or are you all thinking with a petrol crisis? How did everybody get on?
None of the committee went. Nobody took individual cars. So the team and the management went down in a bus and they stayed overnight on the Friday night and then came back immediately after the match on Saturday.
Right.
So it's a long old haul.
Yeah. And how did, it's obviously lost by point. How did the game go in your opinion? Or what was the feedback?
It went very, very, very well. Red Ruth have a proud history. Red Ruth was the place where Richard Sharp years ago, who was a brilliant fly half for England, that's where he grew up and that's where he played his formative rugby. So they have Hellfire Corner, which was feared by everybody, including the All Blacks. And indeed, at least one of the tries scored on Saturday was scored in Hellfire Corner, I think by Red Ruth. I'm not sure if we made it there, but we scored three tries, all of them close enough for Dan Watt to convert them. It went great for at least half the game. Old Albanians were in front, having gone behind to a converted try early in the match. And everybody was very confident and it looked pretty clearly like the Albanians were going to win it. However, a kick to the corner by Red Ruth's fly half and a driving maul saw them over and a nerveless conversion made the score 22-21. So there we go. But they can be very proud of the performance.
Good. No injuries to report or anything?
Well, there was. there was. There was Tom Mills, who's a very, very strong three-quarter, either wing or centre. He was injured in the warm-up, believe it or not, and couldn't take part in the game. I mean, obviously, people are very careful with what they do and when people play and with injuries in general, because with the standard and the status of the game today, if you don't take care of an injury, then the match will make sure that you've got a much more expensive injury to deal with ultimately. So they are very careful with their personnel, thank heavens.
Yeah. And how many players go down then? So in the squad when they get for an away game like this?
20.
Like 20.
So you've got your match starting and you've got the five replacements, pretty much all of whom will be guaranteed some part of a game during the course of the afternoon.
Got you. So thinking about a couple of weeks after we last spoke, you obviously playing Red Ruth this weekend. You mentioned who did we play the week before?
Hinckley.
And how did that...
Hinckley. I beg your pardon. Worthing.
And that was a loss, unfortunately?
It was. We couldn't find our backside with both hands, to be honest with you. Everything that the team tried to do... It just didn't work out. There were mistakes which are uncharacteristic for the players who made these sorts of mistakes. And, you know, during the course of a long season, you're going to get a day like this. It's just something to be learned from. There's nobody particularly to blame. It just happened that way. There you go. However, congratulations to Worthing for staying in the game, which they did. And they gradually pulled away. They won it by 9 points eventually. And they were very pleased. And congratulations to them. We will go down there and try and extract revenge next year. So we'll see what happens then.
Yeah, so it's early in the season, isn't it, really? But I suppose you're spotting potential in opportunities in both teams and the players that you have. And you've got a chance to work on those and see where you can make a break and get the points back Christmas.
It is in the season.
Yeah. So looking forward to the next couple of games. Quite an interesting name. I thought Rochford 100. That's the next game, I believe.
A fine old Essex name and area. It's a very beautiful area down there. And Rochford, we have played. I think they've yet to beat us. So we're looking forward to seeing what we can do this time round. They've pulled themselves up by the bootstrings over the last 5-6 years. They've come up, I think, 3 leagues. So it's great to have them at level 4, and well done. You only get here if you deserve to be here, and Rochford obviously do. So we can count, I think, on a bit of a forward battle. We would probably have the edge, we would think, in the outsides. But again, we'll see what happens. They're still here, and they're still fighting.
Brilliant, brilliant. And then there's quite an exciting trip, I think, the week after, as we just mentioned, Guernsey away, which sounds like a bit of a break for certain for players to get away and get on a plane, as you mentioned.
Well, yeah, the players do, but quite a lot of supporters go down there as well. They tend to spend the weekend. Right. And it's a lot of fun. And I think now many of our supporters are getting to know the island quite well, even though we've only been down 3 or 4 times. It's they're a good side. The last time we played them 2 years ago, we went to their ground and we lost the fixture narrowly. So we're looking to see if we can put that right this time round. And they've had some good results so far this year. It's funnily enough Worthing that's top of the table at the moment, but Guernsey are up there in the mix, and I think we're at number 5 or 6 in the pecking order. So yeah, it'll be an important one.
Great. And is there anything to report from any of the other teams? How the ladies, are they getting on okay?
The ladies are doing fine. I can't give you a report on what they're doing, because weekends have been a bit difficult. But I tell you what I will do. I'll make a promise that the next time we have a chat, I will have a report on the ladies and indeed the other sides. Romans, Grizzlies, Centurions, Christians, whoever they are, we'll have a bit of a 2-8 about them.
Excellent. Well, no, it's good to catch up, Brian. I know, obviously, rugby's back on the telly as well. Sky and BT Sports are keen to promote rugby on the TV, but we're obviously keen on Radio Verulam to try and get as much exposure to our local side. So, and it's great to hear from you and hear how our A's are doing. So we look forward to catching up in a couple of weeks and seeing how the chaps have done and the ladies, if we can, and then keep promoting you.
So, anyway. Thank you very much, Chris. It's great to talk to you.
Good stuff. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Goodbye. Take see care. You soon.
Bye.
This is the OA Rugby Update podcast in association with Radio Verulam. For more information on Old Albanians Rugby Club, go to oarugby.com.